Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Green Day. Thank you. Thanks for getting us started. Pepping
Always
us up.
A nice start, yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. Good morning, my darlings.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm mad at you guys, though. I can't believe you posted the freaking thing with me dancing. What are you guys doing?
Oh, I didn't do that. Don't look at me.
I was just goofing around. I didn't know I was going to
be the best thing
like,
that happened yesterday.
Is it really?
I got to look at that.
I think so.
I haven't
so
looked at
dumb.
It yet. And that must be on Instagram. There, our clip of the day on the Alice 973 Instagram.
But even as I was mad and thought I looked like such an ass, I thought I should. Whoa.
Thank you.
Omicron.
I know. I mean, could it be? Maybe.
Somewhere
it's everywhere.
America. It is everywhere. You're right.
Oh, my God.
Such a bummer.
All right, go on. So you were saying, even as you watched it.
Oh, even as I was mad, yeah. I thought, boy, I really could have done a better job showing my footwork. I had good footwork that you didn't get to see because it was blocked by the desk. I should have grabbed the phone and aimed it down so you could see me getting, you know.
Well, there's always today, Vinny.
You
can have another chance. I mean, you've got the cardboard down on the ground. You could do your break dancing moves. If you're wondering what we're talking about, yesterday, Vinny he got up and... Oh, hold on. Let's have a look at this. Let's hear this. Turn this up nice and loud. You're not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Such a dad. You know, I hate that now I'm the dad guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm that guy. I'm the dancing dad guy. What the hell?
That was good. That was really good.
I'm sorry, but if anybody needs a TikTok account, it's one Vincent M. Hassan.
No.
Also, Vinny, if you read the comments, you really made everybody's day. A lot of people were having bad days, and then when they saw that, so you just cheered a lot of people up.
Yeah, Vin.
And you're being a really
nice sweater. Love laughing at other people.
I like
your sweater. What did you say about my sweater?
I really liked your sweater. What? That's a genuine compliment. I'm serious. It was a nice sweater.
It looks like something my dad would wear.
Yeah, it's the whole
it's great.
Scene is a dad nightmare.
It's
the whole
it is,
thing.
No, you're crazy. Turn that voice off in your head.
Because I saw it and went, oh my God.
Bruno Silencio.
I left a freaking cardigan on. So I'm wearing a cardigan if you're wondering what the sweater is. What in the hell? And then I jump up and dance and it's
so good.
It's as bad as you can imagine.
It's so good. You look happy. You look agile. I mean, you are clearly still
really
holding it together.
Really
makes me want to go dancing. Remember that time in Philly? Vinny and I worked in Philly together. It was our first gig together. And they were all excited. WDRE, Philadelphia.
Philly's Modern Rock.
That's everyone. Right. Yeah. And we had just started working together. We didn't know each other too well. And we hosted a night at a club. And by night, I mean 5 to 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. And because, you know, we have to get up for a morning show. I don't know what salesperson thought this would be a good
idea. Oh, I thought
you
were going to say, because our boss there was mean. I love Jim McGuinn, but he's one of those guys
who
immediately goes, oh, so you're a prima donna. You can't go do what everyone else is out there doing. Dude, I wake up at 3 in the morning and don't know where I am.
Yeah.
I just got here.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, he was mean and he would guilt you. He would.
Yes.
He was amazing at guilting you into doing things. What? Oh, you're too good for this now? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you too big for this? And you'd be like, I'm actually too tired for it.
Yeah,
but
you put me up in an old folks home. I don't know how to get there, and I don't know how to find my
room.
You
didn't even know how to get out of the parking lot. I mean, no, let's face it, you slammed right into another car. It was
I crashed the first day. That's a true story.
Anyway, so we go to this club, and it's like right down on the Potomac, right? Isn't that the river that separates Jersey and Philly? I'm not sure. It's been a long time.
It was still too soon for me to really have any lay of the land. I do right. know there was, it was a hot spot.
Well, after say 10 p.m.
I well, think yeah, it, I mean, it wasn't hot when we were there.
It was
right.
zero hot when we were there. I still remember being there, and it's, I don't know if that was the time, 5 to 7, but that sounds likely. And so there we are at this place, and we're 100% alone. There is, I don't know, maybe a bartender somewhere. We probably got a drink. All I remember is that, you know how nightclubs look when the harsh lights are on? It's just like, ew.
Yeah.
Well, it's light outside. So the light, there's light coming in the windows, and the place is just kind of like, it's a big empty place for people to dance. And the music was cranking. So Vinny and I did some dancing.
That's when we
both found out what great dancers we are. Ever since then, I've known that you were just, you had moves, hardcore moves. And we got a little taste of that yesterday on the clip of the day. I like reminiscing about our olden times.
My
we were
friend,
just kids.
It's so exciting that him and I have been in touch a lot lately. Deepak said he went to medical school in philly
oh
and
did
so he,
he
just wrote in and said, was it the Delaware, the river?
Oh, the Delaware River. That's it. It's not the Potomac. Where's the Potomac? Is that like D.C.? Where's the Potomac?
I want to say that's of course it's Pennsylvania. I don't know.
I don't either. Sorry, Deepak. Geography was never my strong suit.
Well, we know
the Delaware River, though. Yeah, mm-hmm. The Delaware. So there were a bunch of couple bridges that crossed it from coming from Philly. And so we, you know, it was had a nice view. I remember looking out the window in broad daylight as they're like having us host on nightclub night. I'm like, what is happening here? But we had, you and I were just getting to know each other. So we had a great time. It was really fun.
Truly, though, just me and you.
I am not, there was not another soul there. And listen, we were a baby morning show. We were brand new.
We were 2 weeks in. I had been there.
I don't even know if we were 2 weeks, right? Yeah, I mean, it seemed like the turnaround was Jim McGuinn goes, all right, it's time for you guys to get out there.
Wow.
Okay, so great. Now I'm looking at, I guess, is that the Delaware River?
Oh, this is the Potomac River.
That's the Potomac. Okay, so
yeah,
it's.
Yeah, I see it.
Well,
it goes
Potomac,
like Maryland.
Is DC,
it's like, you know what it is? It's Potomac is DC, and it's south of Pennsylvania entirely. The Delaware. Thank you, Deepak. Thanks for being so smart. Smart guys.
Thanks,
what
Deepak.
Would the world do without them? You'd just have a bunch of jamokes like us. Where's the word jamoke come from? I've been worried that everything I say is racist now. You know,
I don't know.
You find out things that are racist, and then you're like, I'm throwing around jamoke as though it's a word I I know what it means or where it comes from, and not just something I heard my dad say.
The person I have heard say that many times was our old boss, our other old boss from here in San Francisco. He used to say that a lot.
Lewis?
No, Steve.
Oh, Steve would say
jamoke. And I really didn't even want to say that because if it is, in fact, something that we need to phase out,
right.
I didn't want to stain him. But
I like to know when it's time to phase something out. I'm ready to phase things out whenever the world says.
Let me see.
I don't want
that.
No trouble.
I
certainly don't want to hurt anyone.
I don't think it's racist. It's a derogatory term for lazy people.
Oh, good, that's us.
Good
jamokes.
For nothing
oh, good,
people.
Great. Yeah. Good for nothing. Right. Good for nothing jamokes.
Oh, okay.
Then we're fine. It's a jamoke.
It's J.
I wonder where it comes
J-I.
From. What's that?
Weird. It's J-A, not J-I.
Oh. I wouldn't have known how to spell it. J-A-M-O-K-E.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like smoke.
Like smoke, jamoke.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Well, you're off the hook.
Phew!
This time, Clarky.
I know. This one.
Look,
I get a pass on this one.
Before you say them.
I don't. That's the problem is I don't know what I'm going to say. That's the thing about live radio is there you are talking and you're suddenly like, uh-oh, I better, can I walk it back?
Christ.
No,
I didn't
you
even,
can't.
No, it turns out you can't.
It's January.
Yeah.
Not canceled yet, guys.
Not, well, let's see if we can make it to the summer.
No.
You don't think we can make it to the summer? I agree. I kind of agree.
No, I thought you were going to say, let's see if we
probably won't be here.
I know
this
we
summer.
Can get canceled. I don't want that to happen.
I don't either. You know, as I'm watching the morning show and people are getting canceled left and right on there, I'm like, wow, that's the harsh reality of being a big star. Not so for us, not but for them. You know, it's we're
so you
only
finished
little
it?
Stars. Yeah. So yeah.
It's
yeah.
done.
Oh boy, oh boy. And obviously there are so many questions that
the last scene though is cool, isn't it? Like it just occurs to him as he's standing there and looking at the news and where he's standing and just goes, "Uh-oh. I'm in the middle of this nightmare."
Everyone's coughing around him and everyone's, "Oh, I'm so sick. I'm so they're in the hospital and boy. Oh boy. You know, it's worth watching the morning show. It's an Apple TV show, by the way. I get it. You got to subscribe to it, blah, blah, blah. It's worth watching just because it brings back the time before the pandemic. And then you sort of watch it from these people's perspective unfold in the world, in our worlds. It's it's heavy. Like everything you think, just when you think everything's good, I've got this, I got that, I got this, I got all balls in the air. And here comes this other thing. Like, oh, by the way, you're going to be home for a while.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Get ready to rethink your plans.
Mm.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that show a lot. You know, let me ask you a question because someone wrote in, we were talking about this show, I don't know how many weeks ago.
What, the morning show?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd mentioned that I think Jen Aniston looks incredible. Like, not that she's, you know, more pretty than ever, but I don't see a big change in her the same way I saw a big change in her coworker at the Friends show. Courtney Cox seems like another person.
Done some stuff, yeah.
So there's you see quite a bit of that. And there's definitely photos. I forget who I looked at the other day, and I'm not trying to be unkind, but she's done surgery to her lips in a way where you're just like, you did that on purpose? And then pose for photos. Mm. Huh? Mm. All right. So anyway, I don't see it in her, but people wrote in and said, dude, what are you, blind? She's got a dough face.
Yeah.
And I was
John, every time she comes on the screen, John goes, Jen, not one more thing. Not
really?
One more thing. Yeah.
Oh, I don't see it.
Oh, no. She's jacked pretty hard.
Really?
But she's just this side, like, and listen, I also don't mean to be unkind. It's hard to not notice this stuff. And Madonna actually said it really well. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, they'd say, oh, you're looking old. So you get some stuff done. Oh, you've got work done. Like, there's no winning.
Right.
Juliana Margulies comes in about, I don't know, halfway through the season.
She's tight.
And she is unrecognizable. Like, I'm like, is that Juliana Margulies? Like, it's really...
Oh, you didn't think that was just because she didn't have her curly hair?
Just because her hair... Maybe just because her hair couldn't have been more tightly pulled back. Maybe that's what did it. I don't know. You know, there's a nip, there's a tuck. People get the stuff done. Botox has become very routine.
Normal.
People you work with. And frankly, you know, I could use some, you know, but this.
What?
But, well, I have this massive line between my eyes. It's just like, it's always there. But whatever. I mean, I could go get it done and I wouldn't even feel that bad about it. I'd be like, well, everybody does this. But it's these little things that they put, the implant things in your chin. They've done something to the sides of her nose.
You think Jen's done all that too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I am blind then.
It's about getting this stuff pulled back because then your mouth doesn't quite work, doesn't quite close or do what it's supposed to do. They get all this, the nasolabial folds removed because they do make you look older and they give you kind of jowls.
Wow. Okay.
Well.
She fooled me. I think she looks incredible.
Well, she looks maintained. Let's put it that way.
All right.
But as John always says, Jen, not one more thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
But. You know, listen, we're sitting here being, look, if you saw a picture of me, I've got jowls, I got a bad neck, I got lines between my eyes, like, you know, anyone who's had a little bit done would go to me, you need some stuff done.
Nobody would say that to you. But
well, they wouldn't say it to my face, but they'd say it to each other afterwards. Boy, she needs some work done.
Coco told me I looked like a foot, and I was like, that is not nice.
Who said what?
Coco told me
that. Coco!
Like a foot,
Coco
and I was said all,
that. God, you're so rude, Nicole. Jeez, Louise.
Messed up.
But I didn't know I looked
Your
like
head
one.
Looks like a big toe fin.
That's mean.
That's pretty mean. All
right. Time to go.
Right, I just complimented you on your sweater, and that's what I get back.
You look like a foot, Vinny.
My
Jesus.
Friend writes me, you have a cardigan? Like, dude, I've been trapped in the house for 2 years. Yes, I
and he loves Taylor Swift. What's the big deal?
I wear a dumb house sweater. Yes.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Everyone right now during this song, go and check out Vinny's dance moves on Instagram. Mm. It's on the Alice973 Instagram account.
So good.
We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.